So, okay, like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? And it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? People came that like did not RSVP. So I was like totally bugging. I had to haul ass to the kitchen, squish in extra place settings, and like people were on mismatched chairs and all. But by the end of the day, it was like the more the merrier. And so if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians.
Wow. You guys talk like grown-ups.
Oh, well, this is a really good school.
Mr. Hall was way harsh. He gave me a C minus.
Well, he gave me a C, which drags down my entire average.
Hello? There was a stop sign?
I totally paused. You try driving in platforms.
Oh, should I write them a note?
Ew, get off of me.
Cher's got attitude about high school boys.
It's a personal choice every woman has got to make for themselves.
Cher is saving herself for Luke Perry.
Cher, you're a virgin?
I mean, I'm not prude. I'm just highly selective. I mean, you see how picky I am about my shoes, and they only go on my feet.
Nice stems.
Thanks.
What the hell is that?
A dress.
Says who?
Calvin Klein.
What are you doing? Yo, you're getting on the freeway! Get out of this thing, go!
You go, girl.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Whatever. Did I miss something? Is big hair back?
Amber, my plastic surgeon doesn't want me doing any activity where balls fly at my nose.
Well, there goes your social life.
I'm gonna be a supermodel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
You're listening to the Generation Y podcast, covering everything from the 90s and early 2K.
Welcome to episode 4.
Yeah. Are we on episode 4 already?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's been flying by.
It definitely has. We hope everybody had a good holiday season.
Yes.
You last heard from us on New Year's Eve.
Y2K.
Y2K. We hope you guys will check that out if you haven't already. That was our most downloaded episode, was the Y2K. That was a fun episode to record, too.
Yeah, and we'll get back now that the holiday's over and everyone's settled kind of back into the normal grind of life. We'll get an episode out every week. I think we're planning, what, Sunday's being release day?
I think so.
So most of you will probably be listening to it on Monday, because it's probably going to come out like Sunday night, so, or throughout that week. So it'll give you something to listen to during the week, something to look forward to during your work week.
Yeah.
So I think it's obvious based on the trailer that they just heard and the song at the open, if they've watched any movies in the 90s, which this one's a big one.
It's a very big one.
We're talking about
Clueless, one of my favorites. I've seen it like 10,000 times.
Which, can I say that I saw it once when I was younger, and I think when I was younger as a teenage boy, like, that's a girl movie. It's stupid. It sucks. It's actually pretty good.
It's really not a girl movie.
I liked it.
It's very, like, I don't know. I feel like it sums up a lot of the 90s.
I did a lot of complaining on previous episodes leading up to this, because I thought that I wasn't going to like it. But I liked it. I enjoyed myself watching it. It definitely, I think part of the reason why I like it and part of the reason why we're talking about it on this podcast, and if you listen to this podcast, it's because you love 90s stuff, is it's such a time capsule. Like, it's one of those movies that you watch it, and it's a time capsule of the 90s and how things were. You know, the music, the clothes, like, there's a scene in the movie, and we'll get into a minute who's in it and stuff, and kind of the synopsis and stuff, but there's a scene in the movie where they have these, there's these boys walking. Donna, do you remember the scene?
And she's like, I don't want to be a traitor to my generation and all, I don't get how guys dress today.
Yeah, it's really funny. And their pants are all baggy and, like, hanging off their ass. Oh, I was just saying butt. It's all right. It's PG-13.
No, it's not.
Podcast. Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
No 8-year-old kids will say, oh, I want to learn about the 90s and listen to this.
But no, okay. So, I don't know. I kind of, what should we get into first? Kind of just talking about where.
You want to talk about who's in it?
Yeah. When was it released? 1995, I think.
So,
right?
Let me bring up our base of knowledge here. Yep, 1995. Let me scroll up. She has all kinds of notes. There
I
we
do.
Go. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and this is something that I did not know. This movie was loosely based on the Jane Austen novel called Emma, and I had no idea. And if you don't know who she is, she has, you know, if you've heard of Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah, she's
that's Jane Austen.
One of the authors that you would, like, be made to read when you were in high school.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I never read any of her stuff. But
I never read anything in high school. I always went to Cliff's Notes.
Nice, nice.
Hey, you know what? Worked.
So you watch this movie too much, and then you start slacking like her.
Exactly.
Did you ever debate your way into a higher grade with a teacher?
Yeah, I used to. Okay, this is so bad. I used to, like, okay, I recently, like, be like, Amy, seriously. I was so lazy as a teenager when it came to, like, schoolwork and my grades and that sort of thing. I would literally make up things. Like, I just having, like, a really bad week. I really was, like, really sad when I was taking this test, so that's why I did so bad. And then they would feel bad, and then they'd let me retake it. And
really? That worked?
Uh-huh.
See, dudes can't do that. It doesn't work with dudes. It's like, oh, well, suck it up. That's the thing that you girls get for being female.
I know. We're fantastic.
So I want to talk about who was in the movie, who plays who. So
Yes. The
main character, which went on to have quite the career, Alicia Silverstone, playing Cher.
Yes. So,
I'll talk about Cher a little bit.
I can talk about Cher. She's, you know, a rich girl. Her dad is a litigator. And in the movie, they talk about how, oh, he makes $500 an hour just to fight with people. So they have this gigantic, beautiful house in Beverly Hills. She's very superficial, clueless. And I guess that, you know,
yeah, she
she's
really
very clueless.
Is.
Very superficial.
She has a good heart, though.
A very good heart, a good demeanor. And she, you know, she,
excuse me,
all she cares about is, like, you know, really normal teenage stuff as boys and fashion and all that sort of.
But it's like everything's exaggerated. Like the main
Yeah, it's very exaggerated.
Have you ever seen, I'm trying to think of the name of the movie now, and I'm having a complete brain fart while we're recording. Valley Girl.
No.
From the 80s.
No.
So it's almost like she's like, and she is, she's a Valley Girl. She's like a 90s version of the movie Valley Girl. Like her mannerisms, you know, the as if and all the things that she says. Like, she's a good person, but I think if you saw her, and I think that's part of the kind of the undercurrent under this movie, is that if you saw her initially, and you would if you met her, you know, you'd think this girl's
a spoiled brat.
Yeah, a spoiled brat, a jerk, not somebody who you'd want to really have anything to do with. But as you watch the movie and get to know her, you realize that she's really a good person. Mm-hmm. And I think in this movie a lot, they play a lot with the different cliques. Like, you had the skaters, and you had the stoners, and you had the geeks, and you had the popular people, and then, you know, we'll get into the other characters in a minute, but then you have, what's her name, the one that Brittany...
Ty Frazier.
Yeah. Is it Ty, is that her name? Yeah, Ty. Yeah, Ty, like, comes from a completely, you can tell she's probably, like, in a different crowd at her old high school and comes in, and so, this for me, you know, part of the other thing, too, is I remember, and I think working at a school, because I do work at a high school, there still are cliques, but it's not quite as bad now. But I know, like, even when you and I were in high school in, like, the early 2000s and in the 90s, it was a lot worse. And
it kind of
reminded me of what that was like growing up in that time, where there's just all these cliques of, like, oh, you're, you know, people are classified by what they did, not.
The movie's very relatable, but in, like, a very exaggerated Beverly Hills, I'm rich type way.
I think even
but
if.
It's relatable because you're like, oh, you know,
right.
I care about the same stuff she does, and my friends are kind of the same, but they're rich and can spend a lot of money.
I think even if you're, like, an older, you know, or a younger person, rather, like, I think teenagers today would still, I don't think the movie would be boring to them.
No.
I think they would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny.
So, what
you
I...
You do the next one?
No, I'm still talking about Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still talking.
You went away from my page. Where all my notes are. Okay, so Alicia Silverstone, like I had said, that the movie Clueless was based off of the novel called Emma. So, Alicia Silverstone's character was based on the character Emma Woodhouse from that novel.
Hmm.
So, I had absolutely no idea.
So, next person?
Yeah, next person.
So Cher's best friend, whose name in the movie is?
Dion.
So played by Stacey Dash. Was she in anything else other than this?
She was in an episode of CSI. I know that she did a few other things, but not
right.
Very
she, so
much.
She's still acting, but nothing
she,
like this.
She is actually a Fox News contributor.
Oh, really?
Right now, yeah.
That's kind of funny.
And yeah, that was I didn't know that at all. But so she is Cher's best friend, and in the movie they say we're best friends because we both know what it's like to have people feel jealous of us. So they're kind of the same person. They're both really wealthy, popular, and pretty, and you know, very superficial.
And it's, I love the part of the boyfriend, Murray. I think the dynamic between Murray and Dion.
I think they did that really well.
Is hilarious.
They're like, you know, a bickering couple, but they love each other very much. And you know what's funny is, you should put the clip in of them bickering back and forth.
Do you have it?
I do have it.
Okay, cool. So let's
wait, let me explain it for you.
Okay, yeah, you explain it, then we'll play the clip, and then we'll...
When I was younger, me and my friends used to literally have full conversations. Full on, like, hour-long conversations, just quoting movies back and forth. And we did that all the time, and I was always really, really good at quoting this part of the movie, because I just thought it was so funny. And, yeah, I have it memorized, and I still do it once in a while, but yeah. We'll play it for you.
So this is Dion and Murray, right?
Dion and Murray.
Okay, we'll play that, then we'll be right back.
Ooh. Woman, why don't you be answering any of my pages?
I hate when you call me woman.
Where you been all weekend? What's up? You jeeping behind my back?
Jeeping. No, but speaking of vehicular sex, perhaps you can explain how this cheap Kmart hair extension got into the backseat of your car.
I don't know where that came from. That looks like one of your little stringy something or another you got up in your hair.
I do not wear polyester hair, okay? Unlike some people I know, like Shawana.
See, I'm outie. Bye.
Why do you gotta go there?
That's it. I've
had
it.
Why do you gotta go there? Is it that time of the month again?
I love that part.
I think that might have been my favorite part of
That's
the whole...
one of my favorite parts.
No, not that scene, but their interactions, I think, are my favorite parts.
When they're on the like, when they're on the highway. On the
freeway thing. Oh, yeah. We can't really play that one because there's not a lot of talking, but...
Yeah.
What the hell? Yo, you're getting on the freeway!
What?
No, turn right! Get out of the lane!
Wait.
No!
Okay.
Forget the procedure! Just get out of the lane! The truck! Go straight!
You guys need to just go to YouTube and, you know, if you want to search Clueless freeway scene, it's so
Or
funny.
Just watch the movie.
We're
hoping if you haven't seen it, or if you haven't seen it in like,
It's
you know,
on Netflix.
Or if you haven't seen it in like 10 years, that this will inspire you to go out and watch it again. So, do you want to move on to the next character?
Sure.
So this guy actually, as well, someone that if you watch any movies now, you should really know
He's
him.
Very well known now.
Go ahead.
You can talk about him.
You want me to? Oh, okay. So, Josh Lucas, same name as me. Notice all the Joshes are always really, like,
very
kind
nice.
And very handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Sure.
And played by Paul Rudd. So, Paul is known, I mean, he's in tons of movies. He was in Knocked Up, This Is
Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin. He kind of, he's in most of, like, the Steve Carell and...
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen, and actually a bunch of Will Ferrell movies, too.
Really?
Yeah, I mean he's in tons and tons and tons of he kind of runs in that crowd of those comedic roles. I'm trying to think, was he in a movie with Adam Sandler? He might have been. So he's done tons of movies, and if you go out and you watch any sort of romantic comedies or anything like that, right now in 2015, you're gonna see him in a lot of movies because he does a lot. So Josh is Cher's ex stepbrother, and
you can tell that he's in love with Cher.
Yeah, he like picks on her and stuff, and you can tell that it's kind of he's on a break from college, and he comes back, and the Cher's father really really loves him, even though it's not his kid, you know, it was his ex-wife's kid, and Josh wants to be a lawyer, and he wants to go to a different field, right? He wants to do like environmental, because the whole thing with Josh is he's kind of like a little bit of like a hippie kind of like he wants to save the planet.
Grungy.
Yeah, but he's not really. He wants to save the planet, and he's, like, reading, like, you know, like, all this literature, and he's, like, very, like, trying to be well-educated. And, yeah, he's kind of like a hippie, you know what I mean, in a way. And so he kind of teases Cher throughout the movie because Cher, you know, even though she has a good heart, she doesn't, like, stand for anything. She doesn't, like, take up any good causes. She doesn't, like, go out of her way to help people, you know, in the way that Josh thinks that she should, you know. in Cher's mind, her giving someone fashion advice is her helping people. That's all she knows, because she is clueless. But Josh tries to get her to inspire for something better and get her to do more things, so, in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No. Brittany Murphy.
Again, he's based on a character apparently in this book, Emma, George Knightley. So, yeah, you talk about Ty
Brittany
Frazier.
So, Ty Frazier, played by Brittany Murphy, who sadly passed away, I think it was in 2009. She comes from another school, and she is very, I guess, grungy.
Yeah, she's definitely grungy.
You know, you can tell that she did drugs and...
Yeah, smokes weed.
You know, that sort of thing, and she dressed, you know, like the baggy pants and the big plaid shirt, and her first day of school was when all the girls were in gym class, and Cher thought that it would be a good idea to use her popularity for a good cause and kind of teach Ty the ways of popularity.
Yeah.
And fashion.
Make her a pretty girl, make her part of their whole crowd.
And so Ty becomes, you know, their best friend, and so it became Dion, Ty, and Cher.
Yep.
But sadly, and I was going to do like a whole different segment of kind of like where are they now, but we're kind of doing that anyways, but...
Yeah.
You know, Brittany Murphy passed away in 2009, like I said.
Very sad.
Yeah, that was really sad. I was really, really upset when I heard that she passed away, because I've loved all of her movies. And she actually, the autopsy came back that she had pneumonia and died from taking too many over-the-counter pills. And she also died from anemia.
Well, she was like wicked thin.
But the weird thing, and I told you this before, her husband died not that long after of the same thing.
But it doesn't mean that you can die from a broken heart, I think.
But it was the same thing that he died from.
Yeah.
But I honestly, and a lot of people think that there was something else, and that actually came back as true when Brittany Murphy's father sent out a hair sample saying that she was deliberately poisoned with metals. Some sort of metals. I don't remember. I think I might have put down what they were called.
I don't think so.
Maybe I didn't.
Sad.
Very, very sad.
Oh, yeah, no, you did right here.
Severe anemia, yeah.
Oh, because you did Where Are They Now? Okay.
Yeah, here. I did Where Are They Now.
Yep. So, yeah, it's interesting. I don't really know. Yeah, barium. So.
Never heard of barium.
I don't know. It's, so the weird thing is that Sharon Murphy, the mother, they must have been in divorce, I guess. Yeah, they're divorced. Claim that this whole test is a bunch of crap, and it's not true, and that she died because of her poor health. If she wasn't anorexic, she was pretty close. She was really thin, which unfortunately is what, you know, in Hollywood, that's for a while. And I think it's finally starting to stop. But in the 90s, it really wasn't that bad, and they got really, really bad as towards the end of the 90s. 2000s was really, really bad, where women had to be super thin. And then now I feel like it's starting to go back to some normalcy. But sad. She's a good actress.
Yeah.
But can we mention Ty's missed a whole big plot point here. So Ty liked the skater Travis.
We didn't really talk about Travis. Yeah, Travis was like the druggy in the group of, dude. That sort of.
Played by Brecken Meyer. So I don't really know who he is, but he plays Travis. He looks familiar, though.
He was in other movies. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
So obviously Ty, because of her background being kind of a grungy girl, and the clique that she traveled in when she was at a different school, really likes Travis. Travis is kind of a nice, he's definitely like a stoner.
He's a nice guy.
But he's a nice guy. And you can tell that Travis likes Ty. But Cher wants Ty to date Elton, who is this like really famous boy in the high school. And so it doesn't end up working out really between Elton and Ty. And so Ty has a near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't go into everything, but you know, we're giving a lot of spoilers out. So I would say if you haven't watched it yet at this point, I would pause it, watch the movie, and then come back to this. Or if you don't care, keep listening. But so, near-death experience, you can watch the movie and figure out what happened. We're not going to tell you. But so, Ty, can't talk. Ty, she ultimately, like, starts to change her personality a little bit, and she develops a crush on Josh and asks Cher to help her get Josh. And so Cher gets really upset, and no one can really figure out why initially, and I don't think she even knows why until she realizes that, as you said, I'm in love with Josh. And so, in the end, Do you want to jump to the end of the movie?
Sure.
So in the end, Cher and Josh end up together, and Ty does end up with Travis. They do show that. They go to a skating competition, and Travis is doing a bunch of flips and tricks with a skateboard and stuff, so they all end up with who they should have been with to mm-hmm. begin with. So, let's see. So where are they now? So we already talked about Stacey Dash is done some acting in a few movies, but nothing as big as...
She's played Dion.
Yeah, nothing as big as yeah, the girl who played Dion. Nothing as big as Clueless, and she does...
She was also in the TV series Clueless, which we'll get into.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a few minutes. Yeah, she was... A lot of the people that were on this show were on the TV series, except for Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone, because they were kind of these rising stars, and they wanted to keep doing movies, and they didn't want to do TV. Now, of course, as you said already, Stacey Dash is a contributor for Fox News. Brittany Murphy sadly passed away. Alicia Silverstone played Batgirl in Batman and Robin, which is my least favorite Batman movie. At some point, we'll have to do an episode about 90s Batman movies.
Oh, yeah.
88, I think, is the Tim Burton one, so we can't do that one. But, like, there was a bunch. There was the one that had Arnold Schwarzenegger. There was one with Jim Carrey playing the Riddler. Those were all in the 90s.
Alicia Silverstone is also an activist for PETA and environmental groups and that sort of thing.
She's in a bunch of music videos, an Aerosmith video, because she was, like, really good friends with Liv Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were in one of the movies together, or one of the videos together. Okay, and how about, so Paul Rudd, we just said, has done tons of stuff. Oh, yeah, here's a list of some of the movies. Wet Hot American Summer, Anchorman, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, I Love You, Man, This Is 40, Anchorman 2. He's also in a couple other movies that I know you and I have watched. I don't know all the titles off the top of my head, but... So, he's a great actor. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to read this part about the film and then how they created the film?
Yeah. So, Clueless had a 40-day filming schedule. And what they did was they actually sat in on classes at a Beverly Hills high school to kind of get a feel for the student culture. Let's see. It says the real drama teacher at Beverly Hills High School played the principal in the film.
That's kind of cool. Was he the one that was barking orders?
I don't remember.
Wasn't there a scene where he was yelling at kids?
I don't think so.
No? Am I imagining something else?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know. I might be wrong. I've seen it like 100 times.
Because the principal shows up a couple times in the movie, I thought.
So let's see. All of the scenes where you see them walking around on the quad, the tennis courts, the cafeteria, those were filmed at Occidental College in Los Angeles, and the mall scenes were filmed at Westfield Fashion Square in Sherman Oaks, California.
Okay. And the Clueless is the main inspiration for Australian rapper, is that Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Music video tour, U.S. number one hit, Fancy. I did not know that.
Yep. If you watch the music video, it's a lot of the scenes from Clueless.
Oh, I haven't watched the music video. I'm not really into Iggy Azalea.
Me neither.
So, there was a TV show. We actually mentioned this before in our first episode, TGIF?
I think so.
Yeah. We mentioned there was a show on TGIF called Clueless. It lasted one season because it kind of sucked.
Yes, it did.
And the big thing was that, you know, you really need to have Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone. You have to have that chemistry for it to work.
Cher is not the same.
Yeah, Cher was replaced by who? Rachel. Oh, right here. Rachel Blanchard.
Yep.
So it was okay.
No, it wasn't. It we have the theme song, too.
Yeah, so you want to play that?
Yeah, we can play that.
So, yeah, that movie was, or that TV show.
Not very good.
Was not very good.
Don't recommend it.
The movie's great, TV show is eh.
One thing that
Can you find it on YouTube? Do they have episodes of it on YouTube?
I don't know.
Because there's no DVD or anything, because it didn't do well, so it's hard to find, hard to track that down.
I wonder if it's on nickreboot.com.
Maybe.
I don't know if it is or not, so don't quote me on
Is there a weekly plug for NickReboot.com?
Oh, yeah. You guys, NickReboot.com. Do it. It's amazing.
Speaking of weekly, I just want to intercede for a minute. I don't remember if we mentioned this, because we've been kind of sporadic with our releasing of this podcast, that we are now, I think we did at the beginning, but I just want to mention again, we're going to go do a weekly schedule.
Yeah.
So every week we'll have a new episode, so.
And we have our other podcast, too, Mr. Tyke's Computer Academy. Yeah, Mr. Tyke's Computer Academy.
Which is coming back after a hiatus of about 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
The last one we did was before Christmas, but holidays and stuff
kind of got in the way. So if you're, like, you know, a tech geek or into technology news and that sort of thing.
And I'm going to be starting another podcast soon, if I don't have enough stuff going on already.
I know.
called Classic Console, and it's actually based off of, we have a magazine called Classic Console Magazine, which is a magazine that's really like our main thing right now, other than this show here. And it's a magazine that is free. If you want a digital copy, you can read it on your computer, on your tablet, you know, Nook, if you have an iPad, whatever. And it's all about retro video games. So I would say a good 50% of probably or so, because we don't do much in the 70s, we do a few. About half of the games that are on that, in that magazine, the reviews that we do, are games from the 90s.
Yeah, subscribe if you guys haven't already.
And we are going to be doing a print edition pretty soon. There'll be some announcements of that on the website. But if you want to go to, like, right at the bottom of the Generation Y Podcast website, which is generationypodcast.weebly.com?
Yes.
Is that right? So, yeah, generationypodcast.weebly.com. We actually have a new site coming soon with a different domain name, but we'll wait until that's up and running.
It's going to be fancy.
We'll let you know when that's up on the internet. So, at the bottom of that site, you'll have links to Mr. Techie and to Classic Console. But I'll be doing a podcast for that as well. Little short episodes probably, but about different video games. So tune into that. I'm sure at some point we'll do like a kind of like a cross promotion. We'll do like a 90s video game episode, I'm sure, at some point. Or like SNES. So we'll probably do SNES separate from Genesis or something.
Yeah, do it.
But talk about that. N64, that was what, 99?
Mm-hmm.
So at some point on this show, we'll get into that stuff. But
before Josh went into his rant.
Oh, sorry, I want to get that out so before I forget. I forget to plug things, and then it's the end of the episode, and I've edited it all, and it goes online. I'm like,
it's not,
man.
Not quite the end. Don't stop listening yet. We need
I meant if I didn't plug it. So,
I want to talk about slang words of the 90s that were used in this movie.
Yeah, so this movie had a big impact on kids growing up in the 90s. And if someone on the East Coast, like living in Vermont, like we do, or, you know, New Hampshire or whatever, or Maine, you know, we don't speak like that. But because of this movie,
we did. I did.
Girls spoke like that because of their emulating this movie.
I remember being in fourth grade and I moved to a new school. I started fourth grade in a new school and I befriended these girls who were always, every other word was just like, whatever, whatever. And I started kind of adopting that way of speaking. So I was always like, whatever, as if.
Oh, my gosh.
And then guys would be like, you guys are Valley girls. And we're just like, no, we're not. It's cool. You're cool if you talk like that.
That's funny.
I know.
I don't know why Dion's going out with a high school boy. They're like dogs. You have to clean them and feed them. And they're just like these nervous creatures that jump and slobber all over you.
Ew, get off of me. Oh, as if.
I cannot believe you actually talked like that.
I did.
That's interesting.
You would have hated me back then. I was so annoying.
It definitely had a big inspiration on a lot of people. In my opinion, I think it probably inspired some of these shows. Like, not they were like Valley girls or, you know, they spoke like that. But I think, like, you know, I'm thinking about like your Dawson's Creek and like there's a lot of shows in the 90s that were like about like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, you know, I'm trying to think of another movie that would be as big as this one. That had like 90s, like just high school kids. I mean, there are other ones like 10 Things I Hate About You.
I don't think
stuff
that was
like
90s.
That. Was that early 2000s?
That was early 2000s.
All right. But in terms of 90s shows, this was a big one. Or movies, rather. This was a really big one. So it definitely has an influence. It's not dated. I was worried about it being really dated. I mean, it is 90s, but it still seems pretty fresh watching it.
I would totally wear some of the outfits that she's wearing. I would so rock the knee high socks and the plaid.
Geez.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea how bad I wanted to dress like that when I was younger. So I actually had my grandmother, she bought me a ton of knee-high nylons.
Really?
And I put them on and I was like, I look ridiculous. So I never wore them.
Poor
I wanted to wear them so bad.
poor grandmother spends money on knee-high nylons.
I know.
So, you got anything else to add about Clueless?
No.
This is kind of a short one this week.
This is a short
one. That's all right. We'll do have that from time to time. And, you know, we have no set length, because if we said it has to be an hour, you'd be really bored. We have to, like, stretch it out and talk about random stuff, so. Mm-hmm. Next week, we are doing what on the show?
Foods that you may have forgotten about from the 90s.
So stuff that they don't necessarily make anymore, or at least you can't find easily.
Yeah.
So, can we, like, sneak a soda in there that just came back and just talk about it anyway?
Yes, you
just
can.
Just because? Okay. Because Surge is the best thing ever.
You're just excited because you got it for Christmas.
I am very excited.
It looks like Christmas. Nuclear waste, though. It's bright.
I got a bunch, though. I'm all about the food, so. Like, really hungry. We're on, like, not even a diet. It's a lifestyle change.
A lifestyle change.
Trying to eat healthier because I eat like crap. And so we're going to do this podcast, and I'm going to be, like, snacking on all the things. I'll have to go on Amazon and buy them all.
Actually, I've already looked. Half the stuff's
actually,
not available.
Some of them they don't even make, so I'd be eating some, like, box of, like, Dunkaroos from, like, 1992 or something. I'd probably get, like, some sort of disease. Can you get botulism if it's not canned?
I don't think so. I think it's just canned stuff. You get botulism.
Anywho.
Free Botox. Just kidding.
Anywho, anything else to add
to
this?
No. Make sure you guys are sharing with your friends. Yes. Make sure you're sharing with your friends.
Yep.
Check out Classic Console Magazine.
Yep.
Send us suggestions.
That would be the best thing. And listener mail. We'd love to get some like feedback.
We get a lot of feedback on Instagram. That is definitely the most popular.
We do, but no one's like giving us any ideas. I mean, we have tons of ideas, but certainly if we haven't heard anything from anybody yet about, hey, do this.
Yeah.
So if you have an idea for something you want us to cover, certainly throw that out. And
yes, do it up.
We'll do it.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed. Go watch some Clueless.
Yeah, if you haven't watched this movie, you need to go watch it.
Do it. Make your boyfriend watch it. He'll watch it.
It's not that bad. I actually enjoyed it.
It's not that bad. Just like the movie Mean Girls. Just like that one.
That's not from the 90s, is it?
It's from the early 2000s, and we're totally going to do an episode.
We could do an episode. We will have to.
But every guy that I have ever known who has watched Mean Girls says it's actually a pretty good movie.
It's not bad. No.
It's very good. It's awesome.
All right, so. Anything else?
No.
No? All right.
You already asked me that one.
So.
All right. Bye, guys.
Have a good night.
Bye.